This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Police fired volleys of tear gas and protesters hurled bricks during clashes in Hong Kong Saturday as several thousand activists gathered to protest an attack by a suspected triad gang members at a train station last weekend. Reuters correspondent Anna Bevan has more.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station, hours after protesters had marched through central Hong Kong and defaced China's liaison office. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
That's Anna Bevan of Reuters. A probe into a deadly June raid in Khartoum revealed Saturday that a feared Sudanese paramilitary group was involved in the crackdown that killed scores and sparked international outrage. Prosecutor Fatah al-Rahman Saeed said that Rapid Support Forces paramilitaries were involved in the raid, along with some members of other security forces. Shortly before dawn on June 3rd, gunmen in military fatigues raided the site of a weeks-long sit-in outside Army headquarters, shooting and beating protesters in an operation that left hundreds wounded. The prosecutor said that in the week following, 87 people were killed. Protesters dispute that number, saying that more than 120 people died. This is VOA News. Russian police detained hundreds of